It started in Detroit, where I got my own radio show in the late 70s at DET. But prior to that, I was working at DET as a volunteer, where I would go down there and run like Music of the Black Church on Sunday mornings and a bunch of other type of things there, just to basically, you know, learn the equipment and learn everything. And then I kept applying for radio jobs, if you will, and eventually got one there with my own show that was on, I think, Wednesday night, like 1 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning, like they normally shut off the transmitter at that point, and then just let me have 2 hours afterwards. So it's not until 3 o'clock in the morning. But I did pledge periods and filled in for other programs as well. Jerry Stormer's Band Pass. Did fundraisers a couple of times, raised more money than they thought I would ever raise. And that's when they just said, let's give them a show. Because public radio, after all, does need funding.